Jesus was arrested. I'm assuming that the disciples, they felt so defeated in the garden, right? And even Peter trying to defend Jesus, he couldn't. He felt so defeated, I'm assuming. And then fast forward to when they arrested Jesus, he was waiting for trial. And then someone asked Peter, hey, you must be one of his disciples, aren't you? Then he denied Jesus three times. I'm assuming he must have felt so defeated. Let's just go back. When he tried even to help Jesus not to go take the road to the cross, and Jesus said, get behind me, Satan, I'm sure. Or let me say, I'm assuming Peter felt defeated. That's three defeats right there. Once he gets rebuked, trying to help Jesus, and then try to defend Jesus by cutting somebody's ear, and by fighting, he couldn't. I'm assuming he felt defeated. And then when Jesus really, when he denied Jesus, that's another defeat, right? He felt defeated. And then when Jesus was crucified, I'm sure for him it was like a final defeat. I don't know how long it took from the moment Jesus said, get behind me. I'm assuming it wasn't even a week. All that defeat. But in the kingdom of God, when we walk with God, no matter what we face, is not a defeat. It's not. And I just want to encourage all of us to, no matter what didn't happen or what happened, may the Lord help all of us to not to feel defeated, because we are not defeated, but the feeling is there. The belief is there. Bible said we are more than a conqueror because of, you know, whom? Because of Jesus. You know, stuff happens in life, and you pray and you pray and you pray. You think, God didn't answer my prayer. Not even for my prayer, even for my loved one. God didn't answer. And that horrible thing that I was afraid to happen to me, it did. I feel so defeated. But in the kingdom of God, when we walk with God, we're never defeated. But our body, our physical body, our mind, our normal human perception doesn't understand. See, my normal body and my human perception couldn't understand God. Then the Lord came and I had an encounter. And then I believe, wow, you're not defeated by sin, you're saved. Let's go back to Peter. After all those defeats, less than a week, I'm sure he felt so weak. And then what happened? Then Jesus walks. And Peter realized he was never defeated, even in denying Jesus. The Lord used it all. He was not defeated, even when he couldn't defend Jesus. The Lord used it all. He was not defeated when his master was crucified. The Lord used it all. But it did. The highlight is here. Peter had his encounter. I pray that encounter over you guys, over myself too. That when there is defeat, there is always encounter right around the corner. And I just bless you guys with encounter, even those that they're so-called late. But I pray the encounter, because there is no other way. We can't go back. Have to go forward or upward. It's an encounter. But if you feel defeated, it's normal for our physical bodies. Bless you guys. You're not defeated. I'm not defeated. Because of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, that no matter what, you're not ever, ever, ever defeated. Ever. Even if the signs are there, which they were for all the disciples, but we were talking about Peter. The sign of defeat was there all along. When he got rebuked by Jesus, when he couldn't defend Jesus in the garden, then when he denied Jesus and when Jesus was crucified. Those are all signs of defeat, but in the kingdom of God, they were not defeat. They were victories, and we are more than a conqueror. I think that's all. Just say it. I'm going to say it too. I'm not defeated, even if the signs are there. Bible and the Word of God and God Himself said, in Christ we are more than a conqueror, even if we cannot see it. Bible said, set your eyes on the things above, not beneath. The things unseen, not the things that they are seen, because the things that they are seen, they are temporal. The things that they are not seen and they are unseen, they are eternal. Just speak that over you also in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We speak that over the atmosphere, that even there are signs of defeat all around the world, because of Jesus Christ, you're more than a conqueror. Then we will not look at the things that they are seen, but the things that they are unseen. And I ask the Lord to open our eyes that we could look at the things that they are unseen. We could look at them. We could fix our eyes not on the evidence of our so-called defeat, but the things that they are unseen and the eternal evidence. What is the eternal evidence? Let's say, who is the eternal evidence? Jesus Christ. That should be enough for all victories, because He's all victories combined together. The question is, do you have Jesus? Yes. Then you're victorious, because you have Him. Long time ago, Holy Spirit said to my heart, when I give you revelation, say, thank you, Holy Spirit, but now give me Jesus. Because Jesus is all revelation combined together. Thank you for giving us victories and opening our eyes to see it. But now, give us Jesus, because He is all victories combined together. That's all.